King salmon in southeast Alaska are traveling farther north due to rising ocean temperatures. And Skagway gets free expert planning help for a senior living facility. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Some king salmon reared in southeast Alaska are traveling farther north as ocean temperatures rise. This news was delivered to the Alaska Board of Fisheries as their spring meeting opened in Sitka Monday afternoon. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
The three-year meeting cycle of the Board of Fish is designed to take the board to different regions of the state, and a substantial portion of each 10-day meeting is devoted to education of the board. Regional managers and biologists from the Department of Fish and Game deliver literally reams of data about salmon harvest levels, escapement, and economics. Most of this information rolls in and out with the tide and generates little comment from the board, but this fact caught their attention. The king salmon hatched in Southeast's four top-producing river systems, the Alsek, Setuk, Taku, and Stikine, are going very far afield. This is ADF&G Sportfish Coordinator Ed Jones.
All four of these stocks are considered outside rearing, or what we term the far north migrators. This means that shortly after the juveniles enter the marine to rear, they essentially take a right and head straight out to the Gulf of Alaska and Bering Sea.
Again, these rivers are the four largest producers of king salmon in Southeast. Board member Orville Huntington wanted to know more.
Do you guys know where it is they're going?
Jones knows exactly where the kings are going. The National Marine Fisheries Service has increased trawl surveys in the Western Gulf in recent years. The surveys are catching king salmon, some of which have tiny coated wire tags embedded in their skulls. Those salmon were tagged in Southeast, says Jones.
They are typically found from Kodiak West, and in years, what's really interesting to me is in years of really warm water, which took place in 2005 and 2006, most of our coated wire tags in those years were found north in the Bering Sea. So that told me, well, it was evidence to me to suggest that the fish are being opportunistic. And they're moving with water temperatures. They're going out to that part of the world, and then they're moving as water temperatures dictate.
Board member Sue Jeffrey asked Jones to elaborate on this idea.
You're saying that warmer waters create different patterns, are they moving to cooler waters then?
Through the chair, Ms. Jeffrey, in 2005 and 6, it was warm water years. Those were very warm, and in that year, we actually found, for instance, the Taku coated wire tag all the way up by St. Matthews Island, which is quite a bit north in the Bering Sea. But that's what's going on. The fish have a preferred temperature that their feed is in, that they like to operate in, and they're moving with it.
Although the Taku, Alsek, Setuk, and Stikine produce most of Southeast king salmon, Jones said that there are seven smaller stocks that the department considers inside rearing. Once these fish enter the marine environment as juveniles, Jones said they remain in regional waters until maturity. Reporting from the Alaska Board of Fisheries meeting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
Southeast Alaska's largest tribal organization has authorized its courts to perform same-sex marriages. The Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska announced its new policy Monday. It defines legal marriage to be with another person, regardless of gender. President Richard Peterson says the council is exercising its governing authority to include all tribal members.
It's something that we can do to extend our sovereignty for all of our tribal citizenry. It's not just about the same-sex marriage and helping just one segment of our tribal citizens, but all of our tribal citizens.
Peterson says Central Council courts have not conducted marriages in the past, as far as he knows. He wants the new policy to encourage same and opposite-sex marriages. At least one party in a couple will have to be a tribal member. The marriage directive also includes divorces. The tribal government will issue marriage licenses, but it's unclear whether they'll be recognized by the state. Peterson says the council knows of about 20 other tribes amending or adopting rules to recognize gender equality. Freedom to Marry, based in New York City, lists tribal governments in the Pacific Northwest, the Upper Midwest, and Oklahoma that okayed same-sex marriages during the past half dozen years. President Evan Wolfson says he's sure there are more.
Members of the tribes know what it's like to experience discrimination. They know what it's like to be shoved outside, to be looked down on. And I think what tribal authorities are saying is that out of that history, we know it's important that we not commit the same kinds of discrimination, that we not isolate people, that we not harm them.
The Central Council claims a membership of nearly 30,000 Tlingit and Haida Indians in and outside Alaska. Seniors in Skagway make up about 15% of the population, and many live there year-round. Right now, there's a gathering space for them that's only open in the winter, and there's no designated senior housing. An ad hoc committee is making progress in its effort to change that. That work stalled last year when they collaborated with an architect but couldn't agree on a design. Now, a group of organizations, including the Rasmussen Foundation and 4-Acre Group, is providing free consulting to develop a plan for a new senior facility. There were about 10 people gathered at the Presbyterian Church on Friday for senior lunch. The fact that this lunch is served in a location blocks away from the current senior center, which doesn't have a full-service kitchen, is one reason for a new facility. A facility the seniors here say they want to call the Geezer Palace.
We don't want it to be called a senior center. We want it to be a community center. People who are seniors don't like that word.
I'm calling it the Geezers. Right now, the Geezers, Sam, when we get a place, it'll be, for me, it'll be the Geezers Palace.
So Geezers is better than seniors?
Oh, absolutely.
That was Ginny Cochran and Noah Lampkin. The idea for a mature adult center has been in the works for a while. In 2013, the Skagway Assembly voted to donate a piece of land for the center to be built on. Here's Cochran.
Our goal was to have a new building on the old clinic site, which is at Broadway and 11th, to house the center and the meals and some independent housing apartments.
Right now, a building up on 23rd and Main serves as the Little Dippers daycare in the summer and the Big Dippers Senior Center in the winter. It draws about 6 people a day. With a facility that's more centrally located with lunch served on site, Cochran thinks more people will show up. The group hopes an improved facility would also make seniors less isolated. Shirley Hun says in the winter, some people don't get out of their homes much.
You can get yourself locked up in this nice little warm cocoon and you don't go anywhere and you're not with other people. That's important at any age, but especially when you're older, to keep, you know, in touch with other people. Don't just sit there by yourself all the time.
As the seniors finished up their lunch at the church, assembly member and ad hoc committee liaison Gary Hansen waited at the Skagway Ferry Terminal for 2 out-of-town consultants. He explained what the committee envisions in a new facility.
About a 70 by 70 foot building would fit nicely there, 2 stories with apartments upstairs. And of course, we'd have to have an elevator, which adds expense. But then downstairs would be a large meeting hall with smaller rooms off to the side. The large room would also be the lunch room, and there would be an atrium with plants, kind of a solarium, and a full service kitchen.
The 2 consultants he's waiting on are going to size up whether that is the best plan. And if it is, they'll give advice on how to make it sustainable. Barbara Scheinberg is from Juneau-based Scheinberg & Associates. She will assess how great the need is for a senior living facility in Skagway.
Look at, you know, current situation, needs and desires, gaps, and put that information together to feed into what Martha and the 4-Acre Group is doing.
Martha Schoenthal is a project manager for the 4-Acre Group. She's going to help develop a plan and find funding.
Because I'm essentially a disinterested third party, I have a very wide-ranging brief and ask many, many, many questions. I'll get into the financing, I'll get into the operations, I'll oversee design, construction cost estimating, operating cost estimating, the whole deal.
Schoenthal says the consulting and planning process could take 6 to 9 months. It could be a few years before the dream of the Geyser Palace is realized, but Hansen says it feels like they've taken a huge step forward. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.